All right, welcome to Planning Commission tonight. We have Commissioner Jorgensen joining us online. Thank you for being here. If we have any public comments that are not on an agenda item, now is the time for public comments. No, seeing as there's no public comments, we will go to agenda item 3, consideration of a site plan approval for the Lofts North Salt Lake at 120 and 140 East Center Street with Mr. Carlisle as the applicant. Sherry.
Can you believe it? We're almost across the finish line with this one. Okay, so for those of you that weren't on the Planning Commission last year, I'm going to give you a little history. So we are looking at these two properties. They're 120 North or 120 East and 140 East Center Street, and it is called the Lofts at our Lofts North Salt Lake. And this is the site plan. So we've been working, or this is a general development plan. So a year ago, in fact, it was in November a year ago, the general development plan change came before the Planning Commission. As you might recall, we had only 6 members here that night. And the first vote to recommend approval was 3-3. And then you had to regroup and come up with a different motion. And so the motion was to recommend denial, and that was 4-2, but with the caveat that the city council should be the ones to decide whether or not the development agreement and the general plan should be amended, or general development plan should be amended for this project. City council did approve that in December of last year. And so the last year we've been working with the developer on his site plan development, all of the infrastructure that needs to go in, the architecture. He's had his architect working on it, got all the plans done, and here we are today. So, and I'm not, my clicker's not working. Okay. So here is the first level of our site plan. Some of the things that are happening here that I can't remember if we've told you this before, but along Center Street, we are going to relocate the bike path so that it's up on the sidewalk. And then there's the furnishing zone where we will have some planter boxes with trees and various shrubberies. And then behind that is the pedestrian zone. So it's a cross-section of about, I think it's about 17 feet. And we're going to continue that cross-section all the way up to Orchard Drive, keeping the bike lane off of the street. This adds some bulb outs for some on-street parking, as well as has the parking for the development. So for reference, for particularly Commissioner Marsh, the building that is on the west, the first building, is a mixed-use building. It has retail on the first floor. There is a net space of about 7,600 square feet of retail space. It has a footprint over 8,000, which is what we were anticipating when we looked at the general development plan last year. But by the time you put in the stairs and some of the mechanical, the net space is now about 7,600 square feet. So there is a driveway off of Center Street that you enter into the parking lot that goes behind the building. And the rear part of that parking is actually covered. It's under a parking structure. Then if you drove around Center Street and turned on 130 East and you entered the parking lot from that side, that's the upper level parking. And there, it's basically a podium parking that is adjacent to the building. And the same is true on the east building. So when you enter off of Center Street, that first few parking spaces, about 17 of them, I believe, are covered by the building, actually. And then there are open spaces, and then the rest of the remaining spaces are covered by the upper deck of the parking lot that is accessed off of 130 East that you can see on this picture. Okay. So I'm just going to go through some of the conditions of approval that the City Council required for moving forward on this, that the tenants, so these were that the development agreement have, that the tenants of the one-bedroom units be limited to, by lease, to a single vehicle, that each unit have minimum of one covered stall assigned to it, that the parking area for the commercial area be provided at the rate of 1 per 250 square feet and be open for tenant and guest use, including the Town Plaza residents, during non-business hours. The cross-section for Center Street be modified to provide the bike lane behind the curb, as we're showing here. the off-street loading areas for delivery and tenant moving be provided off-street. And those are provided, if you look at the lower left-hand corner of the west building, you can see the striped area. That's a loading and unloading zone. And then on the, up near the entrance off of Center Street, there is another loading and unloading zone there for vehicles to deliver or to unpack when you're moving into the facility, into the apartments. The amenities on the plan include a on-site fitness center, a fenced dog park. If you might remember from the general development plan, we were considering having that dog park in the green space between the townhomes and the parking area, the parking structure, but it made more sense to put it over there in the southwest corner, so it's more consolidated and more useful by the owners of the apartments in this that will have pets. All the landscaping has to be installed in accordance with our water efficient landscaping ordinance. The ground store floor of the west building has to be stepped so that each of the entrances enter from sidewalk height and not require lots of retaining walls in the sidewalk area. And the architecture be provided in the style and manner that it was presented, and we'll go over those in just a minute, with the maximum height of 50 feet above grade. The trees along 130 East be replaced and landscape water be repaired and installed at the same time that they install the rest of the trees. The trees that were put in on 130 East, we never got the developer to get them connected properly to the landscape watering, and so some of them died. Some of them were broken by the contractors in building the townhomes and haven't been replaced, so that was one of the terms of the development agreement and the conditions of the city council. And as well as getting the landscape water connected to the street lights so that we could have the hanging plant baskets. The city council will, the terms for the city council in the development agreement will be that the street parking on the east building, there's two spaces you see there, that those will be marked for a maximum of 15 to 30 minute parking for loading and unloading, and the on-street parking spaces on the Center Street or on the west building would be a maximum parking, posted as maximum parking time for 2 hours. So that will leave those spaces available during daytime hours for people who want to visit the retail shops there and need to park on Center Street. And then the city will also, after the construction, will monitor the parking on 130 East and determine if changes in whether one side should be posted as not parking or no parking. One of the things that came up with the city council was the people who park along 130 East right now who live in the townhomes, and they tend to, it snarls up traffic that is using 130 East. One of the points that was made is that that street was designed to do that exactly, to discourage people from using that street as a through street, to cut through to Center Street, and to actually drive up to the light at Orchard and Center and make the turn there. So the city council agreed that it's functioning as it was designed at this point, but they will continue to monitor that situation. Some of the additional amenities that are in this plan are an outdoor seating area for the commercial use. You can see that at the west of the west buildings. It's in green in this picture, but it's basically a seating area if they get a small deli or some of their food beverage place that people could sit outside or that the residents could use. The public sidewalk will have planter boxes with seating height walls, widened sidewalks, street trees, lamp posts, and the bike lane behind the curb. In the buildings, the amenities will be a leasing office, a mail and package delivery room, a conference room, lobby activity room, a dog wash that's in the east building, a fitness center, sauna, and steam room. Those are located in the second floor of the east building, and a rooftop gathering space that consists of pergola seating and other amenities on the third floor of the east building. So I'm just going to go through this. This is the landscape plan. The trees will be in the same manner as the ones that are planted on 130 East. So they alternate green leaf tree and a purple leaf tree so that it looks really nice, and they have really nice spring blooms. Okay, so let's talk about the, I'll just show you these first. So this is the elevation of the east building. You can see that the entry to the lobby will be right there at the corner of 130 East. In that area there, that's where the leasing office will be, the mail package area, the mail room. There is a doorway on 130 East that actually enters into the dog wash area, so people can take their dogs and give them a bath there. The second floor, you can see the exercise area is located in that area, the sauna and the steam room, and then you can see the patio, the rooftop patio there on the third floor. Show you the west building. So this is how the building will be stepped and the entries to the various businesses that may be located in the building. This is going to be really nice. I'm really excited to see this built, and so that it will be very accessible, and we don't have a lot of, if you'll remember in our old, in the first general development plan that was approved and was going to be built by Dave Curtis, it had extensive retaining walls, and you had to go up about 10 steps from the sidewalk to get up to the patio that would access those businesses. So this is a great improvement, and we appreciate the developer working with us on this. They've added some balcony units on the two bedrooms, so they have some small balconies that can come out. And then the other units have some Juliet balconies, so that's where you can open a sliding glass door, but there's not really a balcony to step out on. Here is a demonstration of the floor plans. So you, what you see on the two left ones are the one bedroom floor plans, and they're pretty similar throughout all of the buildings. And then the unit on the right is the two bedroom, and you can see the balcony up there in the upper right hand corner. So I think these turned out pretty nice, and I think they'll be very comfortable living spaces for people who are wanting to live on their own but without roommates. So I think we have an overabundance of 2 and 3 bedroom apartments, and a lot of people have roommates in order to afford them. So these will be great units for our citizens. These are the floor plans that I can show you for the amenities in the east building. So the main floor there, you can see the lobby area. You can see the little dog wash area with the door that opens out onto the sidewalk. Inside it has the mail room and the conference room. The second floor, that's a depiction of the fitness facility. And the third floor is the depiction of the outdoor rooftop amenity. Just to go over some of the specifics of this project. So this project contains 79 apartments. 60 of those apartments are the one bedroom apartments, and 19 are two bedrooms. The commercial space is 7,688 square feet. The total parking that's being provided is 150 spaces. That works out to a parking ratio of 1.59 spaces per dwelling unit in the west building, and 1.47 spaces per unit on the east building. Let's see, what else do I have in here that I haven't touched on yet? Okay, so let's tell you about the approval for this project. This project is a site plan approval for these apartment buildings to be constructed. Because of the size of the number of units, this is a recommendation to the City Council. It will go to the next City Council meeting, and at that time they will also approve the final draft of the development agreement. I've been working with the developer to get some bids on the items that are in the sidewalk right away, particularly the bike path and some of the other improvements that the RDA agreed to participate in, like the street trees and some purchase of some of the planter boxes. So those will all be revised as part of that, and this site plan will actually become part of the development agreement. The developer is anxious to start building these. He has got his building plans already, and they're being reviewed by our building official. So he'll be ready to go shortly. We're really excited to see this project get off the ground after all these years. With that, the DRC has made a favorable recommendation. We do have three conditions listed. One thing I noted on the plans that they did not show on the upper stories of the parking garages, there are supposed to be some carports for covered parking. And so those need to be just clearly identified on the site plan. The city engineer and the developer's engineer identified a water valve that's in the street adjacent to the east building. They're not quite sure what that water valve is, if it's in the right place, and if it conflicts with some things. So as they do construction, she's reserving the investigation on that, and it may have to be relocated or moved in during the construction of the water lines and connections to this project. And then the third condition is just the final approval of the development agreement by the city council. With that, I will turn it back to you if you have any questions about the project.
Great, thank you, Sherry. Is there any questions from the commission?
Sherry, is the development agreement still linked to the townhomes as well? They're not two separate?
It will become an amendment to the development agreement, and they'll be a party to only these two parcels. The new developer will not be responsible for the things that happened in the townhomes, but the townhomes are still subject to their development agreement. This becomes an addendum and an amendment number three.
The driver of my question is really just a possible condition of landscaping and a number of the trees at the existing townhome.
Yeah, and that's part of that. And that's already part of the requirements for the general development plan from the city council's approval.
Understood.
Last year. So that will be included in there.
I have a question about the, I don't know if you talked about this, it's written in the thing though about the one bedroom apartments will be limited to one car or something, right?
Yes.
How is that going to be enforced?
So it'll be something in their lease that they will have to sign, have their tenant sign in their lease that they only have one car, a maximum of one car. If they're found to have more cars, they could possibly be evicted. It's not something that we would enforce. It's something that the developer and the leasing agent will be responsible for. One of the things that I found that is leasing agencies and apartments are really good at enforcing their own leases. People are afraid of losing their housing if they break those leases or violate the terms of those leases. It's quite different in townhome products where the owners own their individual units, and it's the HOAs don't want to enforce the limit on number of cars. So that was a pretty big thing because of the number of parking spaces that we permitted. We actually believe from the parking studies that some portion of these residents in the one-bedroom apartments won't even have a car, because they'll be in the town center, they'll use the bus on Highway 89. Some will have two people in them, but the majority of the, and they may have two cars, but some of these units most of the units will probably have a single occupant with a single car.
Okay, thanks.
And we feel like we also have in the, let me show you in, I did wonder if we put the, I don't think I put the chart in here. It's in your staff report of the number of parking spaces. So we might hit on that for just a second. So let me just turn back to that. In the parking, we actually have, so when we provide one parking spaces for each of these units, in the west building, we have 31, we have the 31 spaces that are dedicated for the commercial uses, which can be used during the evening hours when the business is closed, and then on the weekends when they're closed. There are 13 guests or over, additional 13 guests or overflow flow spaces. In the east building, there's actually 27 overflow or guest parking spaces. So there are more spaces than one per unit. Those are just the ones that have to be assigned to those residents that have the units.
Commissioner Marsh, so I was in the audience last year.
So you remember.
Some of this was happening, and the plans were relatively different. I thought they were quite higher, and I've obviously not been present for a lot of the ins and outs since then. Is that sort of the result of all of the feedback that was taken and council voted down? I mean, can you just help you understand, yes. Like what?
So originally they came in and wanted to do five and six stories on this. Was it five or six?
Five and a half.
Mm-hmm. Six. and there was some concern. They were actually adding additional property to the east too. That property would have needed a rezone to be added to this. We did not feel good about that from the Planning Commission and City Council perspective. And so that part of the project was removed and they went back to a number. And we kept coming back. I think we reduced the numbers, or the developer reduced the number at least twice. I think we were over 90. We're like at 92. And then we came down to 84 on the revision and with the parking. And then this is the final number that they settled on, was the 79 units, excuse me. And with the parking as provided. They've actually increased parking in this project. Previously in the general development plan, there was 142 spaces. Now there's 150. So they added 8 more spaces.
And so then as a result of that, there's no additional changes proposed for the for rezone for that other property?
Nope.
Or anything?
It just, there is no additional plans for expansion.
And that's where Janet's is? And
it's not, it's in the same building, but it's a different property. Mm-hmm. The Orchard Plaza Center property is divided into 3 separate property owners. Mm-hmm. So it's not all owned by one person.
Understood. Thanks.
And none of those persons are the developer. Unless something's changed. Nope. Okay. Confirmed, nothing has changed.
All right, any other discussion from the commission?
Or any questions for the applicant if you...
Or questions for the applicant? And if not, we can move towards a motion.
Commissioner Holbrook, I move that the Planning Commission recommends to the City Council that the site plan for Lofts North Salt Lake be approved and incorporated into the development agreement with the following findings and conditions. First finding, the proposed site plan in accordance with the North Salt Lake Town Center Master Plan. 2, the proposed site plan be incorporated into the development agreement. First condition, the carport structures are noted on the site plan per the general development plan. 2, identification of water valve located adjacent to east building and possible relocation if necessary per the city engineer. 3, approved development agreement will include the conditions per the approved general development plan and the approved site plan.
Thank you, Commissioner Holbrook. And a second?
Commissioner Marsh, second.
Thank you. Any comments or questions on the motion? All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Aye.
Thank you, Commissioner Jorgensen online. And any opposed? Nay. And it passes. Thank you.
Thank you.
We're excited to see that move forward. That has been a long arc on that one.
It has been many years I've been working on this property.
Yeah, and thank you for being here and for all the work that you've done to move this into a development that looks great. We're excited to have it in the city.
I think it'll be a great addition to the city.
Yeah, it looks great. All right. Agenda item number 4, work session.
So unfortunately, I had high hopes that I would get something for you today. My schedule's been really crazy, the workload. So I am not prepared to go over any additional items on this and would like to table this, and we'll visit it at the next agenda.
No problem.
In 2 weeks.
Thank you for all your work with all the things that you have going with the city right now. And then agenda item 5, report on city council items.
So just wanted to report back to you that on October 1st, the city council approved the amendment to the city code to allow accessory caretaker residences. And they were pleased to see the chapter 19 improvements, where we're going to put the specific use standards in there and how that's going to work. And so they were very excited to know that the Planning Commission is working on that. And then yesterday we had our general plan workshop, our pizza and planning night. I think we had a pretty good turnout. Would have been nice to have a few more residents there. We had a good turnout from the east side and the town center area. We didn't have any residents, unless somebody came in late, from the Foxborough neighborhoods, unfortunately. But we did have really good conversations about the three different scenarios and got a lot of good feedback from the participants that came about the things that they would like to see in the city. The plan, the workshop, for those of you that weren't there, we focused on three scenarios or three visions for the city that we should look at for the general plan. The first one was a vision that focused on specific neighborhoods, sort of like Salt Lake City has specific neighborhoods with specific identities, like the Avenues or Sugar House or the Granary District. And that was kind of the focus, was do we want to look at that and look at our city that way, at what are the specific characteristics of all of our different neighborhoods, and then how do we tie them together? That was the lens for that one. The second lens was, should we identify and embrace the industrial zone, and how can we make it a really interesting and cool place that is revitalized, maybe with some infill development, maybe with some activity centers. And then the third vision was around green space and connecting our natural trails and connecting all of our communities through improvements with trails and landscaping and various nature, with a nature lens, I guess that would be the way I would say that. So I think that we don't have the synthesis of all the different tables. I know what was discussed at my table, know a little bit of what was discussed on Mackenzie's table, but we had six or seven different tables. So the consultants are going to take all those comments and synthesize them and kind of come up with what the general recommendations will be and move forward with the scenario. I can just tell you from my table, at least, the people who are sitting there, they liked something from each one of the three visions, and I expect that we will have moving forward kind of the best things of all of those three visions incorporated into the general plan. And I was really excited after last night. It was one of the best nights in planning I've had for a while, so I enjoyed it quite a bit.
Okay, I'm on. Hi. We have a couple of the boards that we presented at each table lining the wall when you're walking into the council chambers. So you might not have time tonight or want to, but if you do, you're welcome to stop and look at those. There's a little QR code where you can go and take a mentee survey that'll be live for like 10 days, I think. So if you wanted to add additional feedback, you're welcome to do that, and the opportunity is there.
That's great. Sounds like it went great. Yeah. Love to see that collaboration between the different plans to come together with one cohesive plan with the best
parts.
It
was really great.
That's great. Thank you.
And then just a reminder for you, this week is the APA conference, Thursday and Friday, for those of you that are registered and going. And then just an update for the 2024 Wasatch Choice Fall Workshop in Farmington. As you might recall, it was previously scheduled for Monday the 21st. It's been rescheduled to Tuesday the 29th. I did send you out a calendar update, so hopefully you all received that. Let me know if you didn't, and I'd be happy to share that with you again. But that's an important regional planning event where all of the cities in South Davis come together to talk about our connections and what we want to achieve together as a region.
And North Salt Lake always has a ton of people, and it's kind of a bragging right, so please come.
Yeah, we like to show up to other cities when we have more people show up.
It's good motivation. I appreciate a good competition, too.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you for
Thanks.
Putting the dates up here, too. That's very helpful. And then approval of the minutes from September 24th. Any amendments or adjustments to the minutes? And if not, we can make a motion.
It's Commissioner Jorgensen. I make a motion that we approve the meeting minutes for the September 24th, 2024 Planning Commission meeting as drafted.
Thank you, Commissioner Jorgensen. And a second?
Commissioner Marsh, second.
Thank you. And all in favor, say aye.
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 Aye. Aye. Okay, and we are adjourned.
Thank you, Commissioner Jorgensen. Have a good trip. Safe
Thank you, Ron.
On.
Thank you for being here.
You bet. Thank you.
We'll Bye. See ya.